Welcome to the deep dive. We take your sources, pull out the key nuggets, and, well, get you up to speed. Today, we're diving into something maybe a bit unexpected as a Hollywood star. The forklift.
That's right. You know, those really sturdy, powerful machines you see in warehouses, construction sites, turns out they've had this surprisingly big career on screen. Often ridiculous, sometimes, frankly, pretty dangerous.
Yeah, it's quite a premise. So our mission today, we're looking at this great article, Top 17 Forklift Scenes in Hollywood Movies as of 2024 from Angus Lift Trucks, and we're going to explore how cinema actually portrays these things.
Exactly. Contrasting the totally absurd with maybe the surprisingly real, and, you know, see what these scenes kind of teach us about safety, skill, maybe even creativity.
Before we jump into Hollywood's, let's say, creative interpretations, maybe we should just ground ourselves for a second. A real forklift.
Yeah.
It's not a toy.
No, not at all. It's this complex balance, isn't it?
Yeah.
Immense power, but needing really precise control. And yeah, there's inherent danger.
Right. They work differently than a car, you know? Union physics, heavy loads, often unbalanced. Things like center of gravity, visibility for the operator, weight distribution. It's all critical.
Mm-hmm. A tiny miscalculation in the real world, that can be catastrophic.
Knowing that really makes some of these movie scenes even more wild.
It really does. These machines, they're designed for specific, tough jobs. Their power demands respect, training, constant awareness from the operator.
Okay, so with that in mind,
yeah,
get ready. Because you think you know forklifts, maybe. Hollywood has some other ideas entirely. We're talking giant green monsters throwing them, heartwarming animated rescues, even a pink forklift going up to heaven.
It's quite the range.
We're going to unpack it all. Okay, so let's get into this, keeping the real world stuff in mind. The article kicks off saying cinema is, and I quote, wrought with inappropriate uses of heavy equipment.
Yeah.
Often comically designed to look ridiculous. It really does feel like Hollywood sometimes just, I don't know, deliberately misunderstands how these things work.
Or maybe just overlooks it for the sake of a bigger moment. It's that classic Hollywood thing, isn't it? Sacrificing realism for spectacle.
Right.
And it creates this amazing contrast with the real-world safety points the source keeps bringing up. It makes those points hit harder, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, ah, that's why you don't do that.
And so often that spectacle is just comedic chaos, total recklessness, especially in, like, family movies.
Oh, yeah.
Take yours, mine, and ours. You've got kids causing havoc in a grocery store, dad chasing them.
Right.
And the forklift just becomes part of the slapstick, bashing to things. The article notes, chasing toys into heavy equipment is never recommended.
Understatement of the year.
And you just know the repair bill would be massive, pure chaos, just for laughs.
And building on that recklessness theme,
mm-hmm.
Smokey and the Bandit, remember Snowman?
Oh, yeah.
He just sort of hops onto a forklift. No thought, no training. And the source says, pretty bluntly, if you ever consider jumping onto a forklift, I recommend doing something else.
Good advice.
It really highlights that whole untrained, spontaneous operation thing that movies use for a gag. But like we said, it's seriously dangerous in reality, risking injury, not just damage.
And then there's the icon of inappropriate use,
yeah.
Michael Scott. The Office.
Ah, yes. Michael Scott.
Okay, not Hollywood technically, but the source includes it, and it's perfect. You just know disaster is seconds away if he actually tried driving one.
Absolutely. And the article is really firm here. Only qualified technicians should be operating heavy equipment. It uses Michael Scott to make a serious point wrapped in humor.
Definitely.
So you see this pattern, right? These examples, they show forklifts as, like, props for a comedy. Hollywood gets that putting a powerful machine with someone clueless that can be funny.
Because we kind of know it's wrong.
Exactly. The humor comes from knowing that's not how it works.
Right.
It emphasizes that gap between the movie fun and real world safety.
And then sometimes it escalates beyond just recklessness. Hollywood turns them into weapons, exploiting that raw power.
Oh, for sure.
Like in The Incredible Hulk, the 2008 one, the Hulk just picks up a forklift and chucks it across a warehouse.
Yeah. Just yeets it.
The source says it was possibly the last thing I expected, which, yeah, fair enough. It's pure spectacle, exaggerated strength.
It really shows how Hollywood can take an everyday tool and turn it into, well, a projectile for an action scene. And you see something similar, maybe less fantastical, in Lethal Weapon 4. The good guys use one as a weapon of sorts when absolutely necessary.
Right, trying to avoid getting impaled again.
It's that improvisation. Using machinery in a desperate, reactive way. Definitely not in the training manual.
And for the villains, the Dark Knight. That opening bank robbery is iconic. Using forklifts to just yank the doors off a bank vault.
Crazy power.
And the article makes that nice point, you know, that power should be used as a force for good. Like moving pallets, not robbing banks.
But that scene does show the incredible destructive potential, right? These things have immense torque. If you misuse it, like the Joker does.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can rip vault doors off.
Yeah.
It's a testament to the engineering, even if it's for crime.
And then national security, bad guys using a forklift to smash through walls to escape.
The ultimate getaway vehicle.
Yeah.
If you need to go through a wall.
Proving it can be an effective escape vehicle in a pinch. You watch this stuff, and it's clear film takes the basic idea of the machine and just twists it for maximum impact, forgetting how it actually works.
Exactly. That's the key takeaway from this set of scenes, isn't it? Hollywood sees forklifts as these super versatile plot devices.
Yeah.
Comedy, action, weapon. They boost the recklessness of a hero or the cleverness of a villain. They become this raw force to play with for dramatic effect.
While it's entertaining, you can see how it might maybe blur the lines a bit. Which makes understanding the real-world function, the training, the responsibility, all the more important.
Absolutely vital.
Okay, so here's where things take a bit of a darker turn. The article doesn't pull any punches about the really serious, sometimes brutal, outcomes of messing up with forklifts, even in movies.
Yeah, this is where the fun stops, so to speak. It really forces you to think beyond the spectacle. What are the real-world safety messages here? The source highlights the absolute need for training. These scenes, even if extreme, are like grim object lessons.
They really are. Take Six Underground. The article calls one scene slightly graphic. It's a pretty tragic ending involving a forklift.
Mm-hmm.
And the lesson the source pulls, fancy driving is no match for a forklift.
Mm-mm.
It's sobering, right? Even in a big action movie, it shows how fast things can go wrong. Devastatingly wrong.
And then Bad Boys for Life.
Yeah.
The source just uses that chilling phrase. Mm. Someone gets impaled by a forklift.
Oof. Yeah.
It's brutal, visceral. It really drives home the raw physical power we're talking about. And the article follows up strongly. Equipment handling should be done with care and training to avoid unnecessary impaling.
You can't get much clearer than avoid unnecessary impaling.
Pretty direct. It's a necessary point, though, isn't it? About the inherent danger.
And then there's extract. The article calls it the most unfortunate forklift scene. It sounds almost painful to watch.
It's played for cringe comedy, I think. But the source's reaction is strong, even humorous. The person responsible ought to be fired immediately.
Right. You get that secondhand embarrassment, but also just why? It's incompetence that makes you wince, even if it's meant to be funny.
And then, stepping outside Hollywood for a moment, the article brings in forklift driver Klaus.
Ah, Klaus. The German safety video.
That's the one. It's not subtle. It delivers a somber message. Don't screw around with forklifts. Poor Klaus has a very unfortunate end.
It's legendary in a way.
It is. It's this darkly comedic, almost gory PSA.
Right.
That just hammers home. These are not toys. They demand serious respect.
So all these examples, whether they're grimly funny or just grim.
Yeah.
They keep circling back to that same core message, don't they? The one running through the whole article.
Absolutely. Heavy equipment is for professionals, period. These fictional scenes, however wild, end up being these powerful, if extreme, reminders of real risks. They show that the human element training, judgment, care is what stands between function and disaster.
Yeah.
So even when using hyperbole or tragedy, the movies kind of accidentally reinforce that safety rule.
Yeah.
Messing up has severe consequences. They're like dramatic case studies highlighting why professionalism isn't optional with this kind of machinery.
Okay. But thankfully, it's not all crashes and impalings.
No, definitely not.
The article also points out moments where forklifts are used in ways that are actually creative or heartwarming.
Yeah.
Or even, believe it or not, correct, which is a nice change of pace.
It is. And if you look at the bigger picture, the source uses these examples to show just how versatile forklifts are.
Hmm.
When handled with skill, with proper training, their power can be used for some amazing things.
Mm.
Fantastical and practical.
Right. You see that creativity, maybe in a slightly silly way, in Ride Along too. There's a forklift in a car chase. The article calls it a more creative use for what is clearly a multifunctional piece of heavy equipment. Still over the top, sure, but it's using its abilities, lifting and moving in a different way, not just smashing stuff.
And for pure animated heroism, you have to talk about Guido in Cars.
Oh, Guido.
Yes. The article calls his rescue of Lightning McQueen magical and heartwarming, using his forklift skills with incredible speed and agility.
And the other forklifts are amazed, right? They drop their jaws.
They do. The source even wonders if it might be the absolute greatest forklift truck movie scene. Mm. It's just a perfect little moment of skill and determination in forklift form.
And then, the ultimate sci-fi forklift operator, Ellen Ripley.
Ah, Ripley. Can't forget Ripley.
Twice. The article mentions aliens, number 12 on their list. Ripley and her power loader, which is basically a forklift suit, fighting the queen.
Right.
And the source specifically calls her a certified forklift operator who clearly knows what she's doing.
That's key.
And then again, an alien, number 17, using a forklift against the queen. The article points out Ripley was paying attention during her forklift training day.
See, training pays off, even against xenomorphs.
Apparently so.
Those Ripley scenes are great, though. They really elevate the forklift, don't they? It's not just a machine. It's like an extension of her skill, her courage. And the source mentioning her certification and training isn't just fluff. It underlines the idea that even in these crazy situations, it's the operator's competence that matters. It actually dignifies the role of a trained pro.
Which is a great lead-in to maybe the rarest sight.
Yeah.
The proper use of a forklift in a movie.
Yes. The article singles out hereafter.
Matt Damon's character.
Exactly. He operates a forklift as part of his job, and he's shown as being qualified. No stunts, no drama.
Just doing the job.
Just doing the job.
And the source really appreciates this, saying the film highlights forklift drivers as an essential part of the workforce without needing ridiculousness. It's a moment of genuine respect for the actual work these professionals do every day. That's actually really refreshing to hear.
It is.
And then, just for pure weirdness, the voices.
Oh, right. The pink forklift.
Yeah. This strange occurrence, as the article puts it, a pink forklift lifting Ryan Reynolds' character towards, like, a heavenly light.
It's up.
A unique moment. A forklift cameo. Definitely not proper use, but it shows how these machines can pop up in the most surreal ways in film.
So this whole section, with all these different examples,
yeah,
it really underscores the forklift's adaptability in storytelling, doesn't it?
Totally.
From chases and rescues to just doing the job properly, even weird ascents to heaven, they fit everywhere. The key thing, especially with the proper use examples, is that when skilled people operate them, they're crucial tools. They ground even the fantastical in something real and practical.
So after all that, what's the big takeaway? We've gone through Hollywood's view of forklifts, the crazy, the dangerous, the heroic, the surprisingly normal. It's been quite a journey for a piece of equipment most people probably don't think twice about.
Well, knowledge is best when you can actually use it,
yes,
right? And I think the main thing, weaving through all these movie examples, however nuts they get, is realizing the essential role and the sheer power of these machines.
Right.
The article is crystal clear on this point. These are serious tools. And, quoting again, heavy equipment is only for professionals. That message really deserves respect, you know, for every single qualified operator out there doing the job right. Hollywood, in its own weird way, ends up reminding us of that.
That's a great point. So maybe next time you see a forklift, could be on a movie screen, could be working away in a loading bay, you'll probably see it a bit differently.
Maybe you'll see the hidden hero potential.
Or the potential for cinematic chaos.
Exactly. But hopefully you'll definitely see the power, the responsibility, and, yeah, the surprising versatility that machine represents.
And maybe you'll have a little more appreciation for the trained pros operating them safely every day, making the real world tick far from the movie sets.
Couldn't agree more.
Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the unexpected cinematic life of the forklift. We really hope you gained a new appreciation for these often overlooked but absolutely vital machines.